later on in the year, they had what they call a mill buster, they would use that to plow potatoes and things.
Mm-hmm. And then they scoop under them.
Mm-hmm. You go down right deep and bust them out and roll them out too.
You mentioned harrows before, a different kind of harrows?
Well, but a mule farmer, he had what they call a little Joe harrow. It was not much more than a drag.
You want to say that again for me?
The Joe harrow?
Yeah.
Like you jumped over the table?
Yeah, the table scoop.
No, for one horse, they had what they call a Joe harrow. Mm-hmm. And it was not much more than a little dragon thing. It would level out land and do a little light harrow. It had little things like cross type spikes on it, or spikes and pool.
Uh-huh. Like big nails or something?
Yeah. There's two of them Jew herd down the lane there by the barn. But you could do a pretty good gardening with them by that one. Mm-hmm. The mule farmer didn't make what the tractor farmer did.
Say you had some logs, and what would you use them? Sort of
X-shaped
frame to cut them up on.
Oh, your sawhorse?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, your sawhorse saw longer.
Yeah. Was there any other different shapes that you might use for that?
They could use other things, but that's the sawhorse that hold it best. Mm-hmm.
You have your A-frame or something like that?
No, they're going to just sawhorse and...
And what do you call the different things that, going back to the wagons for a minute, that would hook the two wheels together? Go between the two wheels onto the wagon?
That'd be the axles.
Different name for one in the back and the rear? Back?
Yeah, front and back axles. There would be a little difference in them on kind of the turning part.
You want to say something?
The front wheel had kind of a circular thing on top of it where it would turn all the way around. The back one didn't turn then.
What if you were... I was going to straighten my hair with a comb and something else with bristles in it. What would you call that?
Well, hairbrush?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you were in a barbershop and you ever see on their chairs and all, they have these... have straight razors that they used to sharpen on something, that leather.
Oh, strap the razor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really use that much anymore. Don't really use a razor strap much anymore. Mm-hmm. So I've got strapping the razor and a razor strap.
Yeah. But if you were going out hunting and you or just wanted to make a noise to test out your gun, you wouldn't use live ammunition. What would you call that?
Didn't you use live ammunition?
Yeah. The stuff you put in the gun.
Oh, they're shooting the black?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to use a live ammunition, what would you call that?
Oh, this is just trying the gun out.
Uh-huh. If you're going to go hunting, what would you put into the gun?
We'll put shell in it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And, what if you want to put them in a revolver or something like that?
Well, a pistol would be bullets. Shotgun got shield, and pistol got bullets, and rifle got bullets.
Mm-hmm. Rifle have a cartridge too?
Probably most of them bullets. Mm-hmm. They say cartridges sometimes when they go in to buy them, but then some of them call them balls, and most of them call them bullets.
What if you had a plank? You're talking about the sawhorse before. If you had a plank the kids used to play on it and had a sort of a peak in the middle or something to go up and down on it, what would you call that?
It would be a seesaw.
What if it was fastened at one end and didn't move anymore?
Yeah, what?
What if you had it fastened at one end